Chapter 1. A week before school was due to start, Diana Barry held a party for the other girls in her class. They all arrived in their second-best dresses and had a lovely tea together.
"That went well,"
Anne whispered to Diana as they led the party out into the garden. The girls soon tired of the usual games, and they cast about for something more exciting to do. Setting each other dares was in fashion among the children of Avonlea just then. Most of the silly things that were done in Avonlea that summer, and there were many, were the result of a dare.
"Ruby," said Carrie Sloane with an air of mischief, "I dare you to climb up to the fork of that old willow tree."
She pointed to the tree by Diana's front door. Ruby grimaced.
"But what about those caterpillars?"
Several fat green ones wriggled up and down the trunk. Carrie shrugged with a smirk.
"Are you saying you won't take the dare?"
"No, I'm not saying that," said Ruby with her nose in the air. "But you know I'm scared of those caterpillars, Carrie Sloane, so it's a mean dare. And my mother will be furious if I tear my new dress."
Despite her fears, Ruby marched to the tree and nimbly climbed it, much to Carrie Sloane's disappointment. The other girls applauded Ruby.
"My turn," cried Josie Pye. "Jane, I dare you to hop all the way around the garden on your left foot. You aren't allowed to stop or put your right foot on the ground."
"I'll give it a go,"
said Jane Andrews, hitching up her dress. She tried her best, but wobbled dramatically at the third corner and had to put her foot down.
"Ha!"
Josie crowed loudly and without grace.
"You failed."
"I did,"
Jane agreed cheerfully. Anne, however, didn't like the way that Josie was being so triumphant about Jane's failure.
"I dare you, Josie, to walk along the top of the board fence at the end of the garden,"
she said loudly. Anne had chosen this dare, knowing how difficult it was to keep one's balance on the thin top of a board fence. Unfortunately for Anne, Josie had a knack for such things. She climbed up and walked along the fence with a casual air that implied such an easy task wasn't even worth daring. The other girls clapped in admiration as she jumped down. Josie shrugged.
"I could probably have done it with my eyes shut,"
she boasted, smirking at Anne. Anne, now feeling doubly irritated, tossed her red braids.
"I don't think it's such an amazing thing to be able to walk a little low-board fence," she said. "I knew a girl in Marysville who could walk the ridgepole of a roof."
"I don't believe it," said Josie, folding her arms. "Nobody could walk the ridgepole of a roof. At least I know you couldn't."
"Oh, couldn't I?"
Anne cried, her eyes flashing.
"All right, then. I dare you,"
Josie snapped.
"I dare you to climb up there and walk along the ridgepole of Mr. Barry's kitchen roof."
There were general gasps among the girls. Anne went very pale, but she couldn't back down. She turned and walked toward the house, where a ladder was leaning against the kitchen roof.
"Don't do it, Anne," Diana cried. "You'll fall off and be killed. Never mind what Josie says. It isn't fair to dare anybody to do something so dangerous."
Anne turned and with great dignity said, "Diana, my reputation is at stake. I must walk that ridgepole or perish in the attempt. If I am killed, you are to have my pearl bead ring." With a reassuring pat on Diana's shoulder, Anne turned back to the ladder and began to climb up. The girls below were silent as she reached the top and balanced herself upright on the ridgepole. Anne braced herself, tried to imagine the ground wasn't really all that far away, and took her first step. She kept her balance